I didn't really learn it.
Lamitasam and Aleph, Tosfos, Lo Kaimale, Kerebi Yoshia.
Yeah, we had here this interesting sheet of Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says, you're not over. Ad she Yizra, Chito Soro, Vichardson, but Mapolis Yad. Oh. Yeah. So that means you need Chita Sora plus Chartzen, which is the Kerem. All three, number first of all. And Mepolis Yad, I'm throwing them down at one time. So Rashi said, right, that was the story. They saw him doing it, and he told them, you don't know the halachas. He says, I hold like a Yeshia. So Rashi says, first of all, he says, Lagabi needing all three, Rashi says, Lo Yadona Mehechanafkali. Rashi says, I have no idea where that comes from. And Lagabe, that it should be by Mapoilis Yad, that's from the Pasuk, Leisizra Karmachotilayim, which is Mashma, that the Etim Zviya Sakarim was done Bikilayim, not that it was added in after or. Oh, okay, so there's long toast about this, which I think qualifies Rabbi Yoshia's din and maybe gives more Havana. So let's see it. Look, so that's what the Gemara said. Look, Kaimel and Rabbi Yoshia, right, it was a Bitmiya. Like I'm like Rabbi Yoshia, the Ma'ar, Chizu Chizu Sarev, Chazim Bilis Yad, Pirish Bekuntras. Lo Yadina Meich and Afka Beis Min Yizram B'chartzen Shlishi. That's number one. For this Yad, Afka Lik Milik Sizu Kam B'chiklai, Mashmur Shashiyah Zakarim Atzim Tekilai. That's number two, Ad Kan Loshin Rashi. Benirin. Tohad Aboy Rabbi Yoshia Chizu Sarev B'chartzen. So Taisa starts out by qualifying Rabbi Yoshia's din. You should know. That which you require all three, Hanudavka this chaim shem kilay akerem, aval mikilay zroim mischay b'shnei minin. K'may chitus oira. It's not the pshat for any type of kilay. You need three. The pshat is for some reason we don't know why yet. By kilay akerem, I need two zroim plus the kerem. But by kilay zroim, which we learned later on in the Gemara is takamutin chutzlaritz kilay zroim, right? But it's also in Eretz Yisrael. For that, two is enough. Don't think for Rabbi Yeshua that you always need a minimum of three. For Kulay Zeram, two is enough. K'moy Chita B'Soira, Afilu Rabbi Yeshua, V'Teid, and I'll prove it to you, Mitakamar Haksiv Sadcha, Limutai Kulay Zeram, Shabuchot L'Oretz. That's the Gemara. And the Gemara was Marbe HaChover Sa'ilon even in Chutz La'aretz, because to compare it to the Behemoth. The Gemara says, so what's Sodcha coming to be Mamait? Sodcha is Mamait, the Gemara says, Zroim Shabachu. So Tosa says, since we see from Sodcha the Mutikilai Zroim Shabachu La'aretz, now I don't know if this is going to change anything, but Rashi learned that that Gemara means Kilai Kerem actually. That's why I got confused for a minute. Rashi on that Gemara says it's only Kilai Kerem Shabachu. The Kalei Kerem B'chul is also only the Rabban. Let's see what Taisa says. That which the Gemara uses, the Sodcha Lemutei Kalei Zeroim, Shabbat L'Oretz, V'i, less later, Rabbi Yoshi Kalei Zeroim, Lomali Sodcha, the Mashal Nutei Chul, Afilu Beretz Yisrael, Nami Enu Loike. Ala Mashma, the Kalei Zeroim, Loi Polik. Ah. Saying is that the saying is that if Rabbi Yoshua would require three Zoram even Eretz Yisrael, then the drasha if Kilai Zoram Shabbat L'Aretz wouldn't really make sense. The mashmaz of the drasha is Sodcha, your Sod, that means it's Eretz Yisrael, which means the drasha is coming to be Mamayit Chutz L'Aretz. But if it's been Mamayit the is of Kilai Zeroim, so ah,
meaning it's not whole Kilai Zeroim at all,
right? That's what it's right. Taisa's I don't know if I read that properly up above. Tosfos is coming to say that don't think Rabbi Yosher holds no such thing as Kalei Zeroyim. Don't think for the fact that Rabbi Yosher says you always need three.
How does that wire them together?
Huh?
Why do those?
No, because you would think like this. Together? No, because you would think if Rabbi Yosher says I need chita v'sora v'chartzen to be oyver, that's mash chita v'sora by itself is not enough to be oyver. Why not? He doesn't know Kalei Zeroyim. That was the happening though. So Tosfos is saying no, don't think that. Avadi holds the Kalei Zeroyim. All he means is that Kalei Kerem needs all three. To be Oyvet is a Kalei Kerem, you need all three. But if you did two Zeroyim, would be every Kalei Zeroyim? Yeah. All right, yeah, because when the Gemara is coming, when the Gemara brings the Drasha to say, Sodcha, which is Mamait Kalei Zeroyim, Mechutz Loretz, if Rabbi Yosher didn't hold Kalei Zeroyim at all, it should be Mamait Kalei Zeroyim in Eretz Yisrael too. Why is the Drasha specifically being Mamait Chutz Loretz? And you don't find Rabbi Yosher arguing on this drasha. Akolchok mochok. Even Rabbi Yosher might do this such a thing as Kalei Zeroyim. Mechita
Mesoyer biyachad. Kalei Zeroyim by definition is two.
Yeah, yeah. I've managed to set up. I think when we started the Tosfos, I was setting it up that Tosfos coming the fukim from needing three for Kalei Zeroyim. Yeah, I think that was a mistake. I understand now from Tosfos Raya. What he's setting up is don't think he doesn't hold of Kalei Zeroyim. Kalei Zeroyim is two. Just having it would be he doesn't hold of it bichlal because if he held of it, what did he? That plus Chartzen, that's everything. No, that plus Chartzen for Kalei Kerem. For Kalei Zeroyim is an independent issue, which even Rav Yosher agrees to. Horaya, because why you have to be Mamait only in Chutz Lo'ed? You shouldn't be Mamait even in Eretz Yisrael. Elowat, even Rav Yosher agrees that there's such an issue. Yeah, right. That's what Tosfos is coming to be Mechadish. That's when Tosfos is coming to be Mechadish. And even though Rabbi Yosher said you need all three, he didn't mean that if you only did the two Zeroyim, you wouldn't be over something. He just meant, Klapi, Kalei Kerem, you need all three. But Rechinami, I'm moided that there's such a reality as Kalei Zeroyim, which Chita and Seira would be enough. Horaya from the Drosha. Okay. V'chein mukach b'yushalmi, What did Yerushalmi say? It says over there in Sheet of Rabbi Yosher, Nemar Sodcha Lois Zizra Kilayim. Le'eze Dover Nemar. Karmachal Lois Zizra Kilayim, Klimar. Beloy Chartzen Mechayim, Mishim Kilayim, Mechidi Vesoro. Chavrai Amin Lasra, Shemitzvah, Mishim Sotcho, Mishim Kamacho, Leikashtai.
Without it, it's Mechayim.
Yerushalmi is asking, what do you need both of these Yisurim for, according to Rabbi Yosher? Meaning, the Yerushalmi is asking what Tosfos Havmina was, that if Rabbi Yosher requires all three to be over Kalei Kerem, so that's Mashma, Chita Mesorah by itself, you're not over. If Chita Mesorah by itself, you would be over. Then why do you need Chita Mesorah plus Kerem? You don't need it. You're over anyway with just the Chita Mesorah, according to Rabbi Yosher. It's a Kashan Rabbi Yosher Shita. Yerushalmi is asking what Tosfos thought in his Havamina. If Rabbi Yosher requires all three to be over Kalei Kerem, but you're also over with just two, then what did he do the third for? So that's why Tosfos said, that's what Tosfos had to have in me. Rabbi Yosher doesn't hold the Kalei Zeroyim at all. So that's good what Yerushalmi was asking. Pret Yerushalmi Yekash and Rabbi Yosher, if in order to be over Kalei Kerem, you need Chita Besorah and Chartzen, so what do you need the pasuk of being over Chita Besorah for? If you're over Chita Besorah by itself, what do you need Chartzen for? So that's good what asked. To come at, get to what he says. V'chein mukhib Yerushalmi, to come at Hosam Adai to Rabbi Yosher, Nema Sotchul of Sizer Kilayim, which already means Chita Besorah, Later, they have never come because it's Gilai. Kloimar, in other words, what's the Gemara asking? What's the Yerushalmi asking? But lo yikar to mikadir, anyway, you're without the kerem, mishim kilayim, mishim besoro. So chavrai amin, so they answer the kasha, lasra, en chinami. You'd be over anyway. But it's teaching a new answer. Shem hisru boy, mishim sodra, mishim kamach, if he gave him a sra for both, lo yikar shtayim. Kloimar, in other words, ki yikar kerem ba'adi kilayim, lo yikar shtayim. That's the Yerushalmi. The is the b'yosh, let's say kilayim, zroim, my boiler of Yeshu lays a dove in Emmerkarmacha, but in a like a claw of Sodcha, Kimaklai Kerem. If like Tyson thought it's happening, the Yeshu didn't hold the Kalaizroim, so the whole Yerushalmi doesn't make sense. But you need Kalai Kerem right to be Oyeh there, you're not Oyeh without the Kerem. Elishmami no, it's the Shapi Kalaizroim, but like Kalai Kerem. And the only Navkamina is Enechinami, to be Oyeh twice. To be Oyeh twice. That's the Chiddush here in Tosfos. In Toimer, now if you'll ask, Amai Leboid of Yeshiv B'Klai Zrom, Elu Shnei Minim, B'Klai Kerem Boi Shlei Sheminim. Stam Akasha, why is it this way? How did Yeshiv know to learn it this way? I mean, we learn, B'Klai Zrom, you need two, B'Klai Kerem, you need two. Kerem and Chito. That would be enough without Rabbi Yeshiv's din. So how did Yeshiv know to learn that B'Klai Zrom is enough? Like Kerem, all of a sudden, need three. What's talking the pshat? Yishloimar the mashmalei the craw. He understood the pasuk like this. Hachi kamar karmacha loises ra kilayim kloimar ba'in and shu kilayim koydem shavoyu bekerem. Don't mix your kerem with kilayim. Not the pshat. You always learn the pasuk. Not the pshat. You're creating kilayim. Pshat is you're taking something that's ready kilayim and mixing it with the kerem. That's how we understood you need all three. Chit v'sarah plus the kerem. That's how we learn pshat and pasuk. Aval gabi sodcha, v'kilai zroim, doin chit v'sarah, kuim kilayim, netchayev, kizorim v'karko, dugu v'karko, korei sodcha. But over there, it's just putting the two together into the karka, and that's already sodcha v'sarah kilayim. Meaning, by the kerem, the pshat is kamach v'sarah kilayim, the kilayim had to exist before it got mixed with the kerem. But by the sodcha of the tzitzik kilayim, we don't say that. Because all gufa putting the two things into the sod and mix it into kilayim. That's what he's saying. I'm a gabi sodcha of kilayim zroim. Going chid v'zorah. Kuyim kilayim l'schayev. K'jizorim b'karka. The gufa karka. K'roi sodcha. Sodcha. Don't put kilayim into the sod. So that's what you're doing. You're putting kilayim into the sod. Because the sod is the karka. Meaning, if Sodom meant, he's coming to Lafugi, people have me like this. If Sodom meant a field, so maybe I'd say, if Rabbi Yehoshua is teaching the Pasuk, Kamach L'Sizik Kilayim means, you have to have something which is already Nechshav Kilayim and then mix it with the Kerem, so maybe you're only over on a Sodom also if you already have something together and then mix it with the Sodom. And that we know is not true, because we know Chita V'Sar is enough if you plant them together, you don't have to have them already together and then mix them with something else. The Torah says no, because sodcha means the karka. Don't be kilayim into the karka. So if you put two, that's why you put kilayim into the karka. That's why he's explained the difference in the mashmoyis apsukim according to Rabbi Yoshia. Benire da loch Rabbi Yoshia. Da'av agav da achkun kam mishnayit loike basay. Kigoyin amavir otu tnoko bekerim v'amasakech kafnoi. Look it up. Kombokum kaimelon kabasay. We pass like game. Gudamba berg mishemesoi. Nog alma katlosa sabe. Perbiyosha bikilayim uchabiloi etc. So the Gemara in Bracha says we pass like a biyosha by kilayim, which is gavaldiga kula. It means by kilayim kerem, you have to have two zra, not just one. Tosu is saying that's the halacha. Agamar is also mashma that's halacha, because when he said to them, "What, you don't like a b'yeshia?" they didn't answer back. It sounds like that was the bashdus. Okay, umutul zroya toisus continues tachas hakerem, v'gam umutul zroya kilay zroam b'chul. Okay, that's because the Gemara Baita says that kilay zroam b'chul is totally mutter. That's the hamshik of the Gemara over here. Can be an alchav Rav Yisrael Ma'ari b'zroni b'zora. Even though he took it back, he said it's not true. because you saw Rav planted it separately. I'll go right to Tirtzabaya, but I already answered that Rav didn't plant it separately because of Kilayim issues. Rav planted it separately either for the Tircha of the Shamas or for pretty. And my kids say for pretty. Near the Shmuel Mavira, the Toivli Zoyer, Shloy Lizoy Zoram, Somich, Shloy Shabakam, be Koroshal Elon, the Nirik and Mark of Zoram, Besaych Elon. Okay. Akapanim, this gave us a much better insight into this whole sheet of Sephioshia, and also explained to us, twice at the end, explained to us where Takab Yoshia took it from. Rashi says he doesn't know where Rabbi Yoshia took it from. Then you need three. Tosfos is saying Rabbi Yoshia held it as mashma in the psukim, and the mashmas of the psukim itself is the chilik according to Rabbi Yoshia between the halakha of Klai Kerem, which would require three, and the halakha of Klai Zoram, which would only require two. Very nice. No, I'm happy we did that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not the same thing.
Right. Correct.